Aren't we talking under the developing case law, which we only got two or three cases here, right? We're talking about developing case law. We're talking about what's the relative, what's the feel? What is the, it's clear that no one person is performing all steps, okay? The claim is written in such a way that it can't be, right?
Well, if that's the case, then that, I think, as BMC suggested, is a claim drafting problem.
That's a direction issue. If you can write a claim very easily to say that it's going to require three different players to contribute in order to have the method satisfied, that's easy. And what our case law is saying is you can't just write a claim like that that says there never can be direct infringement. So you need to ask, is there direction or is there control? And you say, well, what was going on in mini auction? How much, you know, what was happening? What was it that the auctioneer himself couldn't do? Well, the person had to decide whether they wanted to participate. Same as your case. The GPS guy has to decide to turn it on, right?
Right.
Okay. So in mini auction, he had to fire up his computer. Well, then he had to pick a browser because he had to connect up to the auctioneer, right? Then what he had to do was to select a security he wanted to buy. And then what he had to do was to put in a price he wanted to buy it for, right? Now, that's more quantum. If I'm sort of putting it on scale and weighing it, that's more activity than is required of your end user, your Joe GPS, the guy, right?
But I don't think